Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 78. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. I would say, Sean, how are you? But he's not with us, so I'm going to say, Nate, how are you?
Oh, so I'm second.
Well.
I'm actually here.
I know. I was just looking, You know, going, you know how I usually do. There's no second. I'm first. But my point.
No, I'm just kidding. Barking up your tree, that's all.
Join the crowd, you know. Nate, you doing all right?
Yeah, doing good.
Good. Yep. Good. Yeah, we don't have Sean with us again.
Nope. Trying to get over whatever ailment he has.
Mm-mm-mm. Slacker.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel bad for him. He's been really sick, I guess. So.
Yeah, multiple days.
He was told by the doctor to stay home from work one more day, and that means no podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for this mini, you have Nate and I again, because we just recorded our full episode.
Just us.
Just us.
The two of us.
You can know. And we got our creepies, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't see them, hear them, but yeah, they're always there. Yeah. Thanks, creepies, for joining us. This is Middle Aged Mini number 78. And I would normally say, Sean, what are we going to talk about? But I can't do that because if I did, he's not going to say anything. So I'm going to say, Todd, what are we going to talk about? And I'm going to say, oh, okay. Yeah, I've got it. This episode topic is Haunted Mackinac Island in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my pick.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so any Michiganders out there, I know we've had them in the past. I haven't seen Michigan in a while, but that's okay. They'll come back.
Mm-hmm. They'll find their way.
That's right. They always do. So I've got a little foundation to drop on Mackinac Island. Mackinac Island is an island and resort area covering 4.35 square miles in land area in the U.S. state of Michigan. The name of the island in Ottawa, O-D-A-W-A, sorry, Michiganders, if I mispronounce that, in Michilimackinac and Michimackinac in Ojibwamowin, something like that, meaning Big Turtle. It is located in Lake Huron at the eastern end of the Straits of Mackinac, between the state's upper and lower peninsulas. The island was long home to an Ottawa settlement and previous indigenous cultures before European colonization began in the 17th century. It was a strategic center of the fur trade around the Great Lakes. Based on a former trading post, Fort Mackinac was constructed on the island by the British during the American Revolutionary War, and it was the site of two battles during the War of 1812, before the northern border was settled and the U.S. gained this island in its territory. So, that's a lot to say. I know I botched probably half of the words, and I'm sorry.
Mackinac became Michigan's first state park in 1895.
Did it now?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I didn't see that. Nice. It's a little nice little history there.
Motorized vehicles were restricted on the island near the end of the 19th century. And the ban continues today.
Yes. And
makes it very unusual when you go over there.
Yeah, we went there in 2019. My wife was having surgery, so we decided just to go somewhere a little closer and not as long. So I think we went like on a Tuesday. Got there like Tuesday late afternoon, early evening, and then we came back, I think, Thursday or Friday. So we didn't do our typical like summer beach vacation. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we were told that no motorized vehicles unless it's like a fire, you know, like apparatus or ambulance. Yeah. They have those.
Or construction,
mm-hmm.
something like that, if they need excavator or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you're walking or you're riding bikes, and there must be...
Or riding a horse.
75 million bikes. you can rent them,
yep.
And they're all different for kids, adults, men, women,
we did the
old, new ones.
Tandem bikes.
Oh, yeah.
The time we went.
Amy wanted to do that, and I'm like, oh. She had a hard time convincing me to do tandem bikes. Plus, the kids were still little. Mm-hmm. I mean, not little. I mean, Livia. Well, Livia would have been 11. He would have been 8. But I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not sure about it. Was it fun, the tandem bikes? I wasn't quite sure I wanted to do it. So.
Yeah. It was when my old childhood buddy was still alive. He went with us on that trip when we rented the tandem bikes. And it was my mom and sister on one, and then him and me on the other, and my dad was on a mountain bike.
Oh, okay.
And so every time me and my buddy went by my mom and sister, we'd sit there and do the Wicked Witch of the West. And they'd start laughing, and it was always when we were going up a hill, and they'd have to stop and then push the bike, because they'd be laughing so hard they couldn't keep pedaling.
That's funny.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, when we went, it was middle of June or early June, and so I'm thinking, oh, man, yeah. And then it was like weather-wise, I had never been up there, so mm-hmm. I'm thinking when we left, it was like 85 here, and then we go up there, and it was like 60, 55. I'm like, what in the heck? Mm-hmm. And my boss was like, you're almost to Canada, so, you know.
Yeah.
Totally, like, I couldn't find my bearings. I'm like, why is it like, it feels like it's October or, mm-hmm. you know, March. It's also rainy, so yeah. I'm glad we didn't ride because it was rainy and the streets were wet. So
we did another trip when the boys were young, and I believe we went early June, and they had an a cold snap.
Oh,
when we got up there, yeah, we woke up to like 40 degrees.
Oh man, yeah,
no jackets, no nothing. So we ended up going to the store and getting sweatshirts. And
yeah.
It was chilly.
Yeah, we stayed in Mackinac City and then took the ferry the next day, and it was mm-hmm. cold and it was windy. And then then when we got there, it was raining. And then maybe a half hour, 45 minutes in, it stopped and it kind of warmed up a little bit. Uh-huh. We had rain, kind of insulated rain jackets. And it was nice. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. It was actually, ate there, and we went to... all the stores and just kind of shopped around, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kids weren't crazy about it because it was different than what they're used to. They liked the hot weather. They liked the beach. They liked the pools, and it was just different, and I get it. You know, we enjoy the shopping, so.
Yeah. Once you get older, you sort of appreciate what's going on there.
Yeah. We want to go back.
Like the UPS is a wagon,
mm-hmm.
horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
I liked it, and we want to go back. And I think we want to stay on the island next time because mm-hmm. they have a ton of hotels.
Yeah.
You know. You don't
My cousin, he actually worked a couple summers there drawing caricatures.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably made some good money, too, because that's why people go there for that type mm-hmm. of stuff. You know, things that are different. You know, my gosh, there was jewelry made. You know, just all kinds of different jewelry and crafts and we saw the caricatures and all that. And then you go and then there's the typical, it's kind of different. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. The cool thing about this though, and we did not know, of course, in 2019, it's got a haunted history.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A lot of different places on the small island. They've got all kinds of stuff crammed in there, and it's because of the long history, and a lot of it's dark actually. We felt very comfortable there, and it's a very fun place, but you dive into the haunted stuff and the history, a lot of tragedy too. So do you have mm-hmm. something to start us off, Nate?
Well, the island essentially amounts to a huge Native American burial ground
mm-hmm.
where a military fort was built and a lot of people were killed. That just sort of... gets the ball rolling.
Yeah,
there.
No doubt.
One of the more hot activity spots is the Grand Hotel.
Beautiful place, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
I believe, I'm trying to remember this right, it was on a movie. And I want to say it was one of the James Bond movies.
Oh, that they used it?
Yeah. Mm. They didn't really do filming in it or nothing, but they used... as like a location or something. Right. I might be wrong on the James Bond part, but I'm pretty sure it's been in a movie.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it was, so, but I can't tell you which one. Yeah.
Legend says construction workers uncovered human remains while digging the hotel's foundation. One story tells of an evil entity which shows itself as a black mass with glowing red eyes.
Is that a problem, Nate?
I don't see the problem.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to see a black mass with glowing red eyes? That's not creepy at all.
Maintenance man working on the hotel's theater stage reported that the black mass rushed after him, knocked him off his feet. He awoke 2 days later and never returned.
Ooh.
So he gets physical.
Man.
Staff have reported seeing a man in a top hat playing the bar's piano. Others see a woman in a Victorian clothing who roams the halls, even getting into beds.
That's
Let's stay. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go. Wait a minute.
I need to bring a shield so when the black mass comes flying at us.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
Sprinkle holy water on it.
Well, as long as I'm not hogging the blankets, you know. No, it's like I don't.
That,
you know why?
It's like, have you heard that commercial? Oh, we built our house next to a 17th century graveyard. And then he's like, towards the end of the commercial, he's like, honey, can you move your hand? It's not my hand. Oh, no. It's mine.
Nice. No, I haven't heard that. Is it on TV or radio?
Radio.
Radio. I haven't heard that. That's funny. That's clever. Yeah, that'd be my luck. I'd be like, wait a minute.
Man, your feet are really cold. What? I'm in the bathroom.
Because I've been dead for 100 years. What? Yeah, that'd be my luck. Yeah, it's a big burial ground, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was, yeah, Civil War and 1812 war, and my gosh, yeah.
A lot of deaths. Native Indian tribes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we know how that goes.
Yeah. Always starts with the Indian burial ground.
I know it. Here's a little story. It said, this is published October 2019. They said there was a suicide. It said a gentleman named, they were going to call him Harvey. He was so distraught over being rejected by a co-ed that he went into the woods and put a bullet in his head. But evidence from the scene suggests there were two gunshots. The plot thickens already. Might a jealous boyfriend have done the deed to keep Harvey away from his girl? Maybe that's why his ghost still hangs out on Mackinac Island a half century later, trying to tell people he was murdered. On the heels of another great summer at one of America's best island destinations, October now brings a different feeling to Mackinac Island. It says, as the crowds thin and the trees change and nightfall comes early, I'm sorry, and as nightfall comes earlier in the evening, the atmosphere can become a bit mysterious. Yeah, it says, in a place with so much history, there's no shortage of stories to share. Todd Clements, who has compiled many of them in his book, Haunts of Mackinac, tells of a mother seen weeping over the late 19th century graves of her two young children buried in Mackinac Island's Post Cemetery, and of a presence on the Rifle Range Trail that just may be the ghost of the first, of the first person who was executed on Mackinac Island. A little creepy.
Yeah. There's another hot spot called the Drowning Pool.
Oh, that's always good.
In the 1700s and early 1800s, seven women were accused of being witches.
Oh, boy.
Which often happened around that time.
Yeah.
Back in those days, one of the methods used for determining if someone was a witch or not was to tie rocks to their feet and throw them in the water and see if they would float or not. Yep. If they sank, they were deemed innocent. Doesn't seem to really work
for
him.
It's kind of a... It's kind of, you know, they've said that. In
well, the, she doesn't float, but she sank to the bottom. We can't get her.
And if she did, then she was considered a witch.
Yeah.
And you're screwed either way.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Really weird.
Logic. The seven accused women were thrown into the lagoon on the island between Mission Point and downtown Mackinac. And all of them sank and drowned. Well, yeah. Whoa.
Surprisingly. Yeah. I mean, wow. I hate to laugh about that because it's not funny, but it's just like, it's so goofy that they did that back then. Like, so barbaric.
Legend says that the women haunt the waters to this day. Visitors report seeing mysterious splashing, shadows, and dark figures floating above the surface.
Oh, man. No doubt. I bet they bet they do.
And they're probably very angry.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, but yeah, like back in that time, especially like New England.
I've heard that before.
You know, England, all kinds of different, they threw, and men too.
Yeah.
And if they thought they were witches, they would, throw them over, and if they sank, they're like, oh, good, they're not witches, but it's not like they pulled them up to help them, they just let them die. Or if they floated, they're like, oh, witches. I mean, they're screwed either way. They don't get it. Yeah, it's just so dumb.
Hmm.
I don't know what's going on around here. No wonder, but you said seven of them?
Seven, yes.
Interesting. Says many accounts of ghosts are seen inside Fort Holmes, the restored British stronghold atop Mackinac Island's highest point. It's a popular spot for stargazing, but many people have also seen three soldiers conversing, then poof, they disappear as if they've been startled. It says, are the soldiers talking about how to combat the ill-fated American attack of Major Andrew Holmes during the War of 1812? Did they perish during the time at the fort with their remains buried somewhere nearby? No one knows for sure. So that would be kind of cool, actually. It's kind of like, Gettysburg. You know, a lot of people see the soldiers and they go, oh, cool, there's some actors. And people are like, we're not doing acting today. Yeah. Or there's no, they're like, oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that story before, I think.
Oh, with the fort.
While I was out there, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fort Holmes.
And then there's Fort Mackinac. It is a Revolutionary War era fort on the island. It's really cool and popular tourist site. Visitors have reported strange orbs and pictures, and in the hospital some have felt feelings of sadness and have seen apparitions of phantom limbs.
Hmm.
The sound of crying babies is often heard, along with mysteriously moving furniture and motion detectors set off with no one around. At the officer's stone quarters, ghostly children are said to be playing with toys, leaving them thrown around the floor in the morning.
Oh. They can't pick them up and put them back where they found them.
Children will be children.
I know. You know, our puppies do that, too. They get their toys out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put them back. It's like, guys, come on, Fenway, Maggie, let's go.
Well, it was like Sam. He used to let himself in the house, but he wouldn't shut the door.
It's like it's just we're supposed to cater to them. That's a good story. Here's another one. Speaking of kids. It says there is a story called, or I'm sorry, there's also a story of Lucy, a young girl who reportedly has been seen in many locations on Mackinac Island through the years. She has curly hair and wears a light-colored sundress, and she has been seen following people on the staircase at Crow's Nest Trail by Anne's Tablet. She's seen peeking out the windows at Pine Cottage and on several occasions during Haunts of Mackinac tours. Not much is known of Lucy either, how she died or why she's haunting the island still today. Yeah, I hate to hear it. I mean, when kids are involved. Anybody, it's sad, but especially kids.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
A woman claims that while staying or visiting a hotel on the island, she experienced some paranormal activity. She was alone in the hotel room when the bathroom door closed and the lights turned off. She never returned to the room alone.
Oh.
Scared the dickens out of her.
The dickens. Did I hear? That's the second time today I heard the word dickens. I haven't heard somebody say dickens for a while. Twice. Once at lunch today for our staff, a little lunch, our little Christmas treat to ourselves. And then you just said dickens. And not Charles Dickens either. Let's see here. Oh, okay. So there is a haunted theater at the on Mackinac Island. Now, when we went in 2019, we try to see, like, we did see the hotel. We took pictures on the outside, the gardens around it. And we, you know, we took other pictures of different, mm-hmm. you know, locations locations or buildings that's supposed to be meaningful. But I don't remember having seen or knew of the haunted haunted theater. So when we go back, I'm going to know more about Mackinac Island because of what we're doing here for our mini.
Yeah, I don't recall.
You didn't go. So this says, so it says there's a few different hauntings there. Definitely active. It says the acid-scarred visage of the Phantom of the Opera greets you at the entrance, playing the haunting strains of the symphony he penned and lost to the treachery of a Parisian opera director. It says, behold the mighty Osrix, winged mythological monster with head of a wolf, arms of a rat, and the tail of a serpent. It is through his powers of conjurance that we are able to view these creatures of the past. It says, according to legend, Arch Rock is the gateway to the spirit world. Souls that pass over the rock achieve immortality in beautiful bodies. Those that remain become horrid joinings of man and beast. It says, not all monsters are cloaked in repugnance. Angelique was renowned for her beauty and ovation performances. She destroyed competition by nefarious means to achieve stardom she could have won honestly. Poetic justice extracts horrid vengeance. Wow. So I guess she did a little nefarious things that she didn't have to. So it sounds like what'd they call it here? I just read it. I can't. What? Gateway to the spirit world.
Arch Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I got pictures of that.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. No, yeah, that's
scary. It's over on the east side of the island.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. There's a. Doing this mini, I definitely want to go back because I wanted to go back after we left there. I'm like, that'd be fun to kind of stay on the island and do a little more shopping, take a little more time because we only just spent basically a day. Now I want to do the haunting stuff. I want to do the creepy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a cave on the island. It is called Skull Cave.
Okay. That's a good start.
Yeah. Let me see. It is, we actually went and visited it. It's not necessarily like a cave. It's sort of like a stone and you can get up underneath it.
Oh.
Doesn't really go very deep, if I remember correctly.
Gotcha.
According to tradition, this is the cave in which the English fur trader Alexander Henry hid out during the Indian uprising of 1763. The floor of the cave, he claimed, was covered with human bones, presumably Indian. And I was looking up caves on the island because I believe there's another one called Bandit Cave where, bandits would go and hide their whatever they stole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool. Kind of cool story. Trying to see here. There's a woman named Carly Simpson. This goes back to 2018. She says, she wrote a little blog. Says, I was a ghost tour guide on Mackinac Island. She's got all kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, she said, it's funny. So I'll start out with what she started out with here. Why did I take the job? She said, I didn't believe in ghosts. I was terrified of public speaking. I had to walk down Main Street wearing a long black cape. Maybe I was just temporarily possessed, but somehow I was leading a Mackinac Island ghost tour. She said, I don't believe in ghosts. Well, I should say I didn't believe in ghosts. That is until I became a ghost tour guide on Mackinac Island. It was the summer after my freshman year of college, and my roommate and I had traded in textbooks for island life. By day, I was the exhibit cleaner at Fort Mackinac and a retail associate at the island bookstore. By night, I was a tour guide sharing spooky stories and island legends. She says, excuse me, that's my room, I would say each night, pointing up to the third floor of the Mission House, which houses Mackinac Island State Park employees, which was built in 1825. The house served as a boarding school for more than 500 Native American and Métis children. There were 16 known deaths among the students, most due to illness, and it is these children who are believed to haunt the house today. The ghosts wander the first two floors and the basement, says in parentheses, the third floor was not added until 1845 when Mission House became a hotel, and ghosts generally stick to places they know. They've been seen and heard playing at night, tossing a ball in the hallway and knocking over alarm clocks. For many tenants, it isn't uncommon to be awakened by a ghost bumping into your bed. It says, of course, I didn't know any of this until after I moved in. Then I'll just read a couple more paragraphs. The building next door to Mission House, the Mission Point Theater, is known to be haunted, too. A ghost by the name of Harvey roams the area. I already mentioned Harvey. And then it says, before I became an official guide, I had to run through the tour several times with a seasoned veteran. I got partnered with Lemich, who liked to pull pranks on newbies. It says, we were running through a story about Harvey in the pitch-black theater, lights off for dramatic effect. And she says, okay, Lemich, cut it out, I said, turning to face him in the darkness. Lemich was dragging a chair backstage to creep me out, I thought. Cut out what? He replied from the other direction. Nope, he wasn't backstage. For someone who didn't believe in ghosts, my gut hit the floor pretty fast. I finally worked out the nerve to pull back the stage curtain and flip the light switch. The chair was there alone.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm sold. Let's go.
Yeah, I've always liked Mackinac.
Pretty cool place.
Yep.
Definitely different landscape, because like I said, I thought it was going to be warm because it was June. June's here, right? June's there. Oh, no. No. It's at least 20 to 25 degree difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if it would have been just a calm, beautiful, sunny day, it would have been a little bit warmer. But, well, actually, when we got there on that Tuesday, it was nice. It was like 60, 65, and it was sunny and calm, no wind, and it was really pretty. And then that next day it got down to like 50 for the high, or 45. And man, was that me or you?
Yeah, that was me. Did you encounter Michigan state bird?
Nope.
The mosquito?
Before we went to Michigan or Mackinac Island, I heard about the mosquito infestation.
It's really bad once you get into the UP. Because we'd go up there and go to Quantumman Falls.
Okay.
And you get attacked by enough mosquitoes that if they all flapped at the same time, they'd probably pick you up off the ground.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
It was nasty. Every time we've been up there, it's been nasty. But the falls are cool. But, yeah, you got to endure the attack of vampires.
When we got into our hotel on Mackinac City, we get into our room and the curtains were pulled, right? And so we wanted to, and we're, you know, right on the lake. We pulled the curtains and there must have been a million of those little flies. I can't remember what they're called, but they were,
yeah,
they literally covered the entire, like, I was like, don't open that. Oh my gosh. And there was no screen. So it was like, they're just on the other side. It's not like, well, we still had a screen. Millions. And then we'd walk outside and they were just all over Mackinac City. Like we, you know, they weren't in the restaurants or the stores, but man, you walk out, they're just covering. It was wild. I'm like, what in the heck? And so I read about them. I can't remember. There's a name for them. There was these little, you know, the little swarmy looking fly things that just,
they're notorious for having flies that bite you, too.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, these weren't those.
Yeah, the little black flies.
Yeah, but I was like, holy moly.
Because we've gone up there and camped. It's called a wilderness state park, and it's on the west side of Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, if you're sitting out there, like, around the fire and stuff, in shorts.
Oh, you're just going to get
it. Oh, yeah. The flies just attack your ankles.
Yeah. Oh.
But we found that, like, if you kick your feet up, got them up off the ground, they wouldn't bug you.
Really?
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. They just, like, hovered, like, a foot above the ground. That was it.
So you had to spend all your time just kick your feet up.
Kick your feet up.
Yeah, they were everywhere, though. We were like, what is going on with these flies? Yeah, it, a little annoying.
Yeah.
But it didn't ruin. And we didn't actually see them. Well, we did on the island, but it was more, that was more towards the water. On Mackinac City, it was like just walking down the street, and they were just caked all over the buildings. Mm-hmm. And, oh, man, nasty. Anyway, but, you know, whatever. It didn't ruin our time, that's for sure. You have any other stories there, Nate?
Let's see.
Because I do have one.
I'm sort of reading through this one, see if it's interesting or not.
Well, let me read this. Okay. It says, where are we at here? While the Grand Hotel is certainly beautiful, so back to the Grand Hotel, there is no denying that certain elements of its history and lore are enough to make your skin crawl. You should not let that deter you from visiting. Though just don't be surprised if you sense an extra set of eyes of peering over your shoulder as you venture into your room. It talks about you get the sense of people, or, well, people, but sense of something, a ghost or some type of spirit lurking behind you. They talk about seeing eyes in the halls. It says this popular hotel is also home to a uniquely decorated piano bar where many have reported seeing an old man smoking a cigar and wearing a top hat in one particular section of the room. They claim that the distinct odor of cigar smoke can only be sensed in this area, indicating the presence of a music-loving spirit. So this is, yeah, so that's kind of cool. But there are all kinds of stories about that, you know? In the different rooms, different hallways, different areas of, you just have this sense of like somebody's
there.
Standing right next to you, or, mm-hmm. yeah, or you see somebody, something, and then they're gone or whatever. But, man, that place is expensive, so I don't know if we're ever going to go there. Yeah. But I would love to do a tour, yeah.
Yeah, we looked at the prices for the Grand Hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope, not our cup of tea.
We're gonna stay there that second night. And I'm like, nope, back to the city. back to the hotel, the cheap one,
mm-hmm.
with all the flies.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool place, though.
Yeah.
Very, very cool place. Yeah.
It's definitely worth a visit.
They even have a little haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
We went there, and it was like one guy or two guys that was doing it. And it was pretty much, they just had it pitch black the whole time, and they were just going around banging on the walls, but our kids still got spooked, and it wasn't like super intense, but it was creepy. And it lasted for probably 10-12 minutes, so it was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But they got everything there.
Heck yeah.
Now I know they've got haunted spirits too.
Yeah. And then I just now found that Mackinac Island is by far the most haunted town per capita in the U.S. with 16 haunted locations per 478 people.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot because it's not very big. and they cram everything in there. I mean, there's houses and
mm-hmm.
rental cottages, and then you got the hotel.
Restaurants.
Oh, yeah, one after another, you know, and all the stores. So, but I mean, it's like they have a lot of stuff.
Police station.
Yeah. We saw the fire department. We saw that, yeah. We walked by that two or three times. Mm-hmm. We took a lot of pictures. So you're looking at the population's not very big, but yet they have all this haunted history. Yeah, it's crazy. I definitely recommend it.
Indian burial grounds.
You know, that's, here's a question I'm gonna ask. Hopefully I don't gurgle into the microphone. It's kind of a slap in the face, I think, to the Native Americans, because mm-hmm. to me, it's like, well, everything, like all this, negative, whether it's, possessions, hauntings, whatever else, bad juju, they always say, oh, yep, Indian burial ground. And I'm like, it's kind of an insult. Like, they weren't bad people when they were living. So why does it always have to be negative energy? It's like,
I think it's because they're very spiritual.
So, you know how they say, like, if you're a jerk when you're mm-hmm. alive, you're probably a jerk in the afterlife, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're not. Well, not all these Native Americans. I mean, yeah, there were some that were, aggressive and killers, just like mm-hmm. any type of, culture or any other. They're not any different, but I don't understand why. Well, because it's an Indian burial ground. Now it has to be a negative, or it has to be evil. Well, it doesn't make sense. They weren't evil or negative when they were alive. So now why? Unless they're just, that's their way of protecting what they had. So it comes across negative or evil. But
or
yet,
maybe.
But you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm at not.
Maybe because their body and soul were at peace, and then people come along and build things on top of their burial grounds.
Like the sacred Grand Hotel.
Yeah, that are sacred grounds. And so then it angers the spirits.
Yeah, yeah. I've thought about all these stories, all these different podcasts.
That's always the go-to.
Yeah, it's like, again, Indian burial, why does it have to be negative? Like, why? Mm-hmm. They weren't hurting anybody or malicious when they were alive.
I think it's the whole disturbing of their sacred burial site.
So now they're so upset that now they're going to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to be angry. Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know.
Not that they're angry and malicious. Well, I mean, scalping wasn't very nice, but in general.
That wasn't a great thing.
In general, they weren't like intentionally malicious and
angry
folk, but they were very one with the earth and spiritual and a lot of customs. And so, yeah, I mean, I could see how like they deem this section of land as being blessed and, you know, significant spiritual connectiveness to the earth, and people come along and just, oh, that's a nice piece of land right here. Let's build a house on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it disrupts their feng shui.
Oh, feng shui.
Yeah.
Now we're getting fancy, aren't we? Feng shui, that way, this way. Well, I'm thinking, yeah, that makes sense. I get what you're saying. I'm just thinking like, you know, especially when we do stories, we hear stories, we talk about stories that whatever it is, a house, a graveyard, whatever, and has these like demonic or evil spirits and all that. And it wasn't like that before. Now, you know, but then now because this whatever it was built onto an Indian burial ground, now it's evil, like evil. Not just some spirits that are angry and they're kind of, but like, wait a minute, why would that invite a demon or something so sinister?
Because they're upset. They're sick and they're sicking a Satan on them.
I don't see that. But you know what I'm saying though? I don't see that. I know what you're saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is it always so? You know, I get that's been desecrated and it's disrespectful to build whatever on top of it. That's their land. I'm just saying, man, they don't make them mad. You're not built on, your house isn't on an Indian burial ground.
They had very, very tight curses on their burial land.
Peaceful people. And then now they're really.
But if you desecrate our peaceful land, death is on your doorstep.
Yeah, in a mean way, not just, man, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I don't know, but all I know is the Grand Hotel was built on it.
Something to really research in depth, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm just like, man, why does it have to be so evil now and negative, you know? I don't know. That's maybe we can do a topic on that sometime, just different Indian burial grounds, different places that were built, and just kind of dive into it a little deep for a full little deep dive into it. Because I'm like, you know, if they weren't evil and mean and aggressive and hateful.
I mean, they only scalp, you know, 100, 200 people. I mean, don't hold that against them.
Well, I would imagine that's probably the very small margin of all the Native Americans, you know, and their tribes, I bet, did that. You know, I bet most 90% of them were peaceful. They wouldn't do that. But, you know, the 10% or whatever it is, I don't know. That would be, man, scalping, that's. I remember as a kid when I heard that, I was like, really? And I was like, oh, gosh, that sounded awful. Now it still sounds awful. I don't know. I just thought I'd pose that question.
Yeah.
We'll see what Sean's opinion is. We'll bring that back up.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's
always the go-to.
Mm-hmm. Conjuring House.
Why is this place so haunted? Indian burial ground.
Yeah, like, well, Okay, so now it's just like just saying every Indian burial ground's negative because of that. I mean, I don't know, or they're not good. I don't know.
Hmm.
I get being angry, but I don't get where like it's so it gets demonic or, you know, the possession type stuff. I guess when it gets the evil, I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of a too much of a go-to or too much of a insult to. I mean, like if I was Native American, I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm not my ancestors wouldn't be evil or do that. Just, you know, maybe we'd be ticked off a little bit, but
yeah.
I don't think we'd invite evil spirits. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, yeah, maybe it's that's what it came to.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought about that. You have any other stories on Mackinac?
I do not.
I don't either. That's a good amount
for
a little mini here for Mackinac Island. And I definitely, Sean, sorry. I was going to tell him to put that on the list, but he's not here. We miss you, Sean, by the way.
We do.
And I know he...
I'll have to put it on the list when he gets back.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to write that down. Nate, why don't you take us out of here, man?
Man. I'm done mackinacking. That's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Thank you, sir. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 78 and our discussion on Haunted Mackinac Island. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.